I certainly still watch it, and I have such huge respect and love for that show, and always will. And it's a wonderful thing to now be on the other side, whereby I'm watching it as an avid viewer. And God, I can't wait for April.
Is The Last Witch Hunter, are there any similarities between the two?
Well, certainly, I think if when one thinks of fantasy, absolutely with Westeros and with this world that we see in The Last Witch Hunter. But of course, we don't have dragons; we have witches instead. And with Game of Thrones, you're constantly kind of dipping out with different storylines, whereas we kind of focus on Calder and Chloe and Dolan, who is Elijah Wood's character.
So was it that combination between fantasy and action that attracted you to it?
Yes. You're right, it was that combination, but also with this film, there is also a little bit of horror in it as well, and kind of like across the board of genres. But I think really the main appeal was the fact that this was an original storyline, and it wasn't backed by toys or prequels or sequels or even kind of video games. This was a world that Breck Eisner, the fantastic director of this movie, this was a world whereby he completely kind of created it himself, and it is visually stunning and you know, a fabulous escapism for anybody watching
Now, obviously, we saw you back in Downton last weekend, and
it.
so this is very, fantasy action, and then you've got your period dramas. Do you like making sure that you keep things really varied when you're choosing your next project?
I think that is important. I really, really do. I think, you know, you one if you are an actor, I think that one has got to be diverse. And, you know, if you're interested and invested in a character or indeed a storyline, I believe that makes for better performances in drama. And as a result, you've got to keep yourself guessing by moving into different genres and not becoming stale, which is what I think might happen to me if I were to stick with one kind of character.
And do you get any chance to come home to Scotland at all?
Well, Scotland is I consider it home. I have lived in London now for 10 years due to my job and being fortunate enough to work as an actor. But Scotland will forever be my home. That is where my parents are. That is where I feel most at peace. And I'm absolutely going home for Christmas.